You're listening to The Humans We Are with Carola, episode number 53. Hello, hello, my beautiful humans. I hope you're doing amazing today. I am so thrilled that you are joining me because today we are diving into a topic that touches everyone. And it's about the balance between being kind to ourselves on the one hand and pushing ourselves to grow and change on the other. So let's start with a question that I get asked very often. And it goes like this. So see if it resonates with you. If I truly love myself just as I am today without changing anything, then why would I want to change anything? Like, what would be the reason to change if I love and accept myself just as I am? And it's a powerful question, isn't it? And I bet that you have thought about this before. And here's why it gets interesting. Loving ourselves and wanting to change are not mutually exclusive. In fact, in some cases, loving yourself can be the very reason that you want to change. And that's actually where we want to come from. When we are trying to effect change in ourselves, we want to be coming from a place of self-love, and we want that self-love to be fueling that change. Let's use a less personal example. And this is one of that I use very often. What is your favorite city in the world? For me, I would say it's probably Paris. I really love Paris. Now, when I've visited Paris, I love it. I enjoy it. I want to be there. It's really like a highlight for our vacations when we get to visit Paris. Now, in order to leave Paris and go somewhere else, do I need to hate Paris? Can I want to leave even if I love Paris? Of course I can, right? So I also love Berlin. Or maybe there's a city that I haven't visited yet and I am curious and I'm really excited to get to know a new city. I can want to change where I am because I just want to experience something different. I don't need to hate where I am to want to change it. Does that make sense? Think about it. It goes as well for when you love someone, like a partner or a friend, and you want the best for them, right? And you want for them to change if it serves them, but you are not coming from like you should change because you are wrong the way you are. And loving ourselves means accepting who we are right now, but also encouraging growth because it's just human nature. And also we deserve to reach our goals and get what we want in life. And often to get what we want, it requires that we change something. Now let's tackle another tricky question, or maybe it's a different version of the same question. So if I am content with my life, why should I seek growth? And here's the same thing. Contentment and growth can coexist. You can be content and you can have peace about the present circumstances in your life. And growth is about reaching for the next great thing for your life. And both are forms of self-love. Being content with where you are and also wanting something specific that you want to experience and striving to create that for yourself. What about when it comes to your relationship to your job? If you love your job, why would you think about leaving? The same as with a partner. If you love a partner, why would you think about leaving them? And it doesn't have to be about dissatisfaction, especially when we are talking about a job or a partner relationship. It's more about alignment. It's about wanting to walk in the same direction. Sometimes the best decision for your own personal growth and for your own well-being involves making hard choices, and that's okay. It's not contradictory to want to leave a job or a relationship and still love them, still love your job, still love your partner, but you can recognize that it's not what you want for your future. And here's a critical point that many of us face. Sometimes we use self-love as a shield against change. Have you ever felt that? For example, using kindness to justify staying in your comfort zone. While it is important to be gentle with yourself, especially when life gets tough, we also need to recognize when we are ready for a challenge or when not being willing to feel the discomfort of a challenge is blocking us from getting something that we really want. So an example of this might be, maybe you have a habit that is not serving you, that is not aligned with who you want to be. And when it comes to trying to break that habit, it is so hard that you often end up, in the name of self-kindness, just letting yourself keep repeating that habit. And when you do that, you only reinforce that habit even more. Like, for example, you could be in the habit of smoking after dinner or having a glass of alcohol after dinner, or maybe you always need a slice of cake. And you recognize that that is a habit that doesn't serve you. But every time you are faced to that same situation in your life, like every time after dinner, when you want to make a different decision, it feels so hard, like it takes so much effort, that you just, in the name of self-love and self-kindness, give yourself a quote-unquote hall pass. So how do we achieve that balance between being kind to ourselves, but also letting ourselves feel the discomfort of what it takes to make a change that we know intellectually will serve us? So first, we need to understand the natural resistance that we humans have to change. Our brains prefer comfort and familiarity than effort and intention, because that feels like a threat. But remember, growth often starts outside of your comfort zone. So if you're really committed to create change, to get something that you haven't been able to create before in your life, you will need to let yourself sit with the discomfort of effort and of intention and frustration and whatever comes up in the process of changing. So here's a personal example. When I started this podcast, it was scary. It was really uncomfortable. And to be honest, it still is to some extent, to sit here in front of the microphone and not really know if there's anyone out there listening, if what I am offering here is really relevant. Does it matter to anyone? But the desire to connect and share and try to offer a glimpse of help and hope for someone who might need it, it outweighs that discomfort. And isn't that a form of self-love and self-kindness too? Giving myself the satisfaction of overcoming that block is also a form of love. Now, how about when change feels really challenging or maybe even impossible? How do we go about that? One thing that I like to offer is about foreseeing the discomfort and accepting it as a part of the journey, anticipating it, planning for it, like you would when you are saving for a vacation. It's not just about enduring, but embracing the challenges for the rewards they bring. And when you feel stuck, remember, the key isn't to push through pain with harsh self-talk. It's not about punishing yourself or trying to motivate yourself through mean speak, right? Being disrespectful to yourself, being harsh or accusatory. Instead, identify what part of you is resistant. Maybe it's a younger part of you. It usually is. When we plan for something that we want to achieve, for a goal, we are usually coming from a more adult part of ourselves. And when we bump up against that resistance, against that rebellious part, it usually is a younger part. So in those moments, instead of being really harsh with that part, being mean and getting in a confrontational relationship with that part, let's try to comfort her, understand her fears, but don't let her dictate your actions. We can comfort ourselves without compromising our goals, and that is the key. In conclusion, loving yourself and pushing for change are both acts of kindness towards yourself. One is about acceptance, and the other is about aspiration. And both are essential for us as human beings. So, what is one small step that you can take today towards a goal from a place of love and not self-rejection? Think about it. And if you're comfortable, I'd love to hear about it. Okay, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in if you're a returning listener. And if you're new to the show, welcome. I hope you enjoyed this one and that you come back for more of The Humans We Are. If you're curious about one-on-one coaching with me, I have openings right now. We are in July 2024. So I invite you to a free consult. If you would like to explore what that looks like, you need to go to www.carolafortes.com/consult and you can book a free one-hour consult there, no strings attached. If you have a desire to understand yourself better, to stop being your own harshest critic, and you want to start making decisions in your life from love and not from fear, I can totally help. In that consult, we talk all about where you are, where you want to go, what you think is getting in your way, how we can get those obstacles out of the way. It's a zero pressure conversation. And if it makes sense to talk about working together, we'll take it from there. Now, if you're not ready yet to jump on that call, but you want to support this show, rating and reviews are always the best way. And of course, helping me spread the word by sharing this episode with a friend or a loved one who you think might enjoy it. If you have any comments, suggestions for topics to cover, or questions or feedback of any kind that you would like to get to me, you can email me at carola@carolafortes.com or you can DM me on Instagram where I am at @fortescarola. Okay, I will be back soon. In the meantime, remember, you are worthy of love just as you are, and you are also worthy of the growth and the change that you aspire to. Until next time, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.